LWBK 777 C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 153 at Aura. Carpal Tunnel Syndrome. Understanding. Carpal Tunnel Syndrome. Chapter. Carpal Tunnel Syndrome occurs when the median nerve is compressed within the carpal tunnel of the wrist. The carpal tunnel is a small space in the wrist between the carpal bones and the flexor retinaculum, also referred to as the transverse carpal ligament, figure 7:1. The FR tendons of flexor digitorum superficialis, the four tendons of flexor digitorum profundus, the tendon of flexor pollicis longus, the ulnar and radial arteries, and the median nerve pass comfortably through this space when the structure and its contents are healthy. Why? When the tissues become inflamed or adhered, or if the structure and its contents are otherwise compromised, the amount of space in the tunnel is reduced and the nerve in the blood vessels may become compressed. Compression of the median nerve slows the impulses transmitted, which results in pain, numbness, and tingling along its distribution. Compression of the blood vessels may reduce circulation, affecting the health and function of the nerve and other tissues nourished by compromised vessels. Movement of the wrist and hand frequently intensifies the symptoms. A client diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome often wears a splint to keep the wrist immobilized in an attempt to reduce symptoms. The carpal tunnel is not the only place where compressed nerves and vessels may result in similar symptoms. The roots of the brachial plexus exit the spine between C5 and T1. See Chapter 6. These five roots merge, divide, and merge again to form three chords. The median nerve arises from the medial and lateral chords. The nerve wraps around to the front of the neck, travels under the lateral clavicle, passes beneath the coracoid process, and follows down the anterior, medial arm, through the middle of the cubital fossa inferarum, through the carpal tunnel, and into the palm. Figure 7:2. Because postures and activities that commonly contribute to carpal tunnel syndrome may also involve the elbow, shoulder, and neck, symptoms can be intensified by compression of the nerve at more than one location. This is referenced to as double crush, a condition in which innervation is interrupted at more than one site along the path of a nerve. Trauma, tension, and trigger points in the scalenes, pectoralis minor, or pronatataries can cause similar pain, tingling, and numbness. It is always best to allow time in your treatment to at least superficially treat the whole neck and arm on the affected side. Muscles innervated by the median nerve include flexor carpi radialis, flexor digitorum superficialis, flexor digitorum profundus, flexor pollicis brevis, flexor pollicis longus, palmaris longus. 153. LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 154 at Aura. 154 condition specific massage therapy. Pronatataries, pronatiquadratus opponens pollicis abductor pollicis brevis first and second lumbricals of the hand. Flexor retinaculum. Median nerve. Radial artery. Flexor digitorum superficialis tendons. Flexor pollicis longus tendon. Flexor digitorum profundus tendons ulnar artery. Figure 7:1. The carpal tunnel. Several tendons, blood vessels, and the median nerve pass through the carpal tunnel of the wrist. Adapted from Clay J.H., Pounds D.M. Basic Clinical Massage Therapy. Integrating Anatomy and Treatment, 2nd ed. Editor Philadelphia. Lipping, Cord, Williams and Wilkins, 2008. Cords of brachial plexus. Lateral posterior medial. Axillary nerve musculocutaneous nerve. Medial brachial cutaneous nerve. Medial antebrachial cutaneous nerve. Radial nerve. Ulnar nerve. Median nerve. C5, 6, 7, 8, T1. Pronatataries muscle. Humeral head, flexor carpi radialis muscle, palmaris longus muscle, flexor digitorum superficialis muscle, pronatataries muscle, Flexor digitorum profundus muscle flexor polishes longus muscle pronati quadratus muscle abductor pollicis brevis opponens polishes flexor polishes brevis first and second lumbrical muscles dorsal branches to dorsum of middle and distal phalanges. Figure 7, to 2 path of median nerve. Nerve roots forming the median nerve exit the spine between C5 and T1, merge into trunks, and form divisions and cords. Adapted from Clay J.H. Pounds D.M. Basic Clinical Massage Therapy. Integrating Anatomy and Treatment, 2nd Editor. Philadelphia. Lippincott, Williams and Wilkins. 2008. LWBK 777 C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 p.m. page 155 Aptara. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 155. Figure 7, to 3 Carpal Tunnel Symptoms Area. Compression of the median nerve in the carpal tunnel causes pain, numbness, and, or tingling in the thumb, index and middle fingers, the lateral half of the ring finger, and the wrist and palm of the hand. Single quote. From Clay J.H. Pounds D.M. Basic Clinical Massage Therapy. Integrating Anatomy and Treatment, 2nd edition. Philadelphia. Lippincott, Williams and Wilkins. 2008. Common signs and symptoms. Carpal tunnel syndrome usually begins gradually with pain, numbness, and, or tingling in the thumb, index and middle fingers, lateral half of the ring finger, wrist, and palm of the hand. Figure 7, to 3. In the early stages, these symptoms typically occur with movement, especially repetitive movements that cause friction to the structures and increase inflammation, or when the wrist is held in a flexed position for a long time, increasing pressure in the tunnel. Symptoms usually occur in the dominant hand because it is more likely subjected to greater stress, but can also occur in the non-dominant hand, especially if the non-dominant hand has been subjected to trauma or overuse, and can occur in body H hands. Sleeping with the wrists flexed can intensify symptoms, often waking the person. Disturbed sleep may then become a contributing factor in the progression of the syndrome, possibly contributing to anxiety and depression, which may in turn increase the symptoms. As the syndrome progresses, the client may experience symptoms during the day, with or without movement. With reduced innervation, the muscles become weaker, making it difficult to grasp items like a cup or a pen or to perform other fine motor skills. Pain begins to travel up the arm and often reaches the shoulder and neck. Ultimately, the thenar muscles may atrophy and the client may begin to lose sensation in the hand, making it difficult to sense temperature or other normally painful stimuli. Each client may experience this progression differently, with symptoms developing over the course of weeks, months, or years depending on the contributing factors and the client's general health. The further the syndrome progresses, the greater the chance that the nerve itself will become damaged and the muscles innervated by it will lose tone and strength. The ref aura. It is important for someone suffering from even mild symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome to get treatment as soon as possible. Possible causes and contributing factors. Carpal tunnel syndrome does not have a single primary cause, although certain factors commonly contribute. The minimal space in the tunnel can be reduced by an anatomical variation, bone dislocation, abnormal growth of bone, a cyst, a tumor, or another obstacle. Though massage therapy may reduce the discomfort caused by such obstacles, it cannot eliminate them. Carpal tunnel syndrome may also occur when soft tissues within the tunnel increase in size or change shape because of acute injury, scarring, fibrotic tissue buildup, inflammation, hypertonicity, trigger points, tendinopathy, sprains, and strains. Lycurissa. The flexor retinaculum may become large or inflamed because of injury or because adhesive tissues increase the amount of friction that occurs with movement. Friction is a common cause of inflammation. Clients whose activities of daily living include repetitive or forceful actions or vibrations at the wrist are prone to developing carpal tunnel syndrome. Careers in which employees have a high rate of carpal tunnel syndrome include data entry, assembly, meat or fish packing, construction, electrical work, hair styling, driving, and any other job that involves forceful, repetitive actions or LWBK 777C07P153-176.UXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 156 at Aura. 156 condition specific massage therapy that keeps the wrist in flexion for long periods. Unless acute injury is the primary contributing factor, when the cause of carpal tunnel syndrome is neuromuscular, the client may not feel symptoms until long after the contributing postures or activities have become part of his or her activities of daily living. Similarly, once treatment reduces symptoms, the client must diligently address contributing factors to avoid recurrence. Other factors associated with nerve impairment include obesity, hypothyroid condition, arthritis, diabetes, gout, hormonal changes, lymphedema, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and limb disease. In these cases, the symptoms may quickly resolve once the associated condition is controlled. During pregnancy, bitter fluids increase and may contribute to compression, though this is likely to resolve shortly after childbirth. Cigarette smoking, though not a cause of carpal tunnel syndrome, exacerbates the inflammatory process and can intensify symptoms. Alcoholism, poor nutrition, vitamin B deficiency, and general stress may also contribute. Some evidence suggests that gene tics may also play a role in carpal tunnel syndrome. Bone structure, abnormal collagen production, and abnormal myelin regulation are genetic factors that may predispose a client to the syndrome. Symptoms are likely to arise in these individuals in adolescence and are more likely to be bilateral. Because so many factors can contribute to peripheral neuropathies, be sure to understand the client's health history before proceeding with treatment. Many of the conditions listed above have contraindications for massage therapy or require adjustments to treatment. Moreover, when a systemic condition contributes to a peripheral neuropathy, especially if the systemic condition is not being monitored by a healthcare provider, massage therapy alone may bring only temporary relief of symptoms. Refer the client to his or her healthcare provider if you suspect a systemic condition or obstruction in the wrist, and discuss treatment with the client's healthcare provider if such a condition has been diagnosed. Table 7:1 lists conditions commonly confused with or contributing to carpal tunnel syndrome. Contraindications and special considerations. It is essential to understand the factors contributing to carpal tunnel syndrome. If a systemic condition or structural abnormality is present, talk with the client's healthcare provider and consult a pathology text for massage therapist's before proceeding. Following are general contraindications. Underlying pathologies. The signs and symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome may result from the wide variety of underlying conditions. If you suspect one of these, consult Table 7:1 in your pathology book for signs and symptoms. Refer the client to his or her healthcare provider for medical assessment before initiating treatment. If the client is diagnosed with an underlying pathology that is not a contraindication for massage, work with the healthcare provider when necessary to develop an appropriate treatment plan. Acute injury. If the client is an acute injury, price, protection, rest, ice, compression, elevation, is the protocol. You may work conservatively proximal to the site but avoid the wrist, hand, fingers, and any other area affected by the injury until it is in the subacute or chronic stage. Edema. If edema is present, do not work directly on the site. Work proximally, moving the fluid toward the nearest proximal lymph nodes. If vascular compression is a consideration but massage is not contraindicated for the client, do not allow the arm to fall below the heart because gravity may draw fluid into the arm and hand. Bolster the arm if necessary to keep fluid from accumulating. Friction. Do not use deep frictions if the client has a systemic inflammatory condition such as rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis, if the health of the underlying tissues is compromised, or if the client is taking an anti-inflammatory medication. Friction creates an inflammatory process, which may interfere with the intended action of the anti-inflammatory medication. Recommend that your client refrain from taking such medication for several hours prior to treatment if his or her healthcare provider is in agreement. Mobilizations. Be cautious with mobilizations if the client has degenerative e-disc disease, rheumatoid arthritis, a bony obstruction, hypermobile joints, or if ligaments are unstable due to injury, pregnancy or a systemic condition. LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 157 at Table 7, to 1. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 157. Differentiating conditions commonly confused with or contributing to carpal tunnel syndrome. Condition typical signs and symptoms testing massage therapy. Herniated disc. C4-5. C5-6. C6-7. C7-T1. Thoracic outlet syndrome. Pronator teres syndrome. Tendinopathy. Bursitis. Cubital tunnel syndrome. Osteoarthritis symptoms increase when coughing, laughing, or straining. Weak deltoid shoulder pain, usually no radiating pain or paresthesia, weak biceps and wrist extensors pain and paresthesia in radial nerve distribution, weak triceps and finger extensors pain and paresthesia down the posterior arm into third digit, weak hand grip pain and paresthesia in ulnar nerve distribution, pain in neck, shoulder, chest, arm, and hand swelling, vascular changes, weakness or clumsiness in arm and hand, paresthesia in ulnar nerve distribution. Symptoms can be identical to carpal tunnel syndrome, pain in forearm worsened by elbow flexion, extension, absence of pain at night, local inflammation and point tenderness. Heat and swelling at joint, pain with active and passive movement of joint, numbness, pain, paresthesia, or weakness in the ulnar nerve distribution. Stiff, painful joints usually affects more than one joint. Kemp's test, Sperling's test, CT scan, myelography, MRI, Atson's test, Travel's variation, Scalene cramp test, Eden's test, Wright's hyperabduction, pectoralis minor test, upper limb tension test, resisted pronation of forearm, excluding resistance to wrist, Tunnell's sign at the median. Nerve as it passes under pronator teres, pain on fall, passive stretch of joint that tendon crosses. Pain with resisted activity, physical examination. Symptoms proximal to wrist, Tunnell's sign at cubital tunnel, physical examination, massage is indicated with caution and proper training. Acute inflammation and acute injury are contraindications. Work with healthcare team. See Chapter 6. Massage is indicated. See Chapter 14. Contraindicated locally, peripheral treatment may increase ROM. Massage is indicated with caution to the area at the elbow where the ulnar nerve is most superficial. Massage is indicated when no acute symptoms are present. Continued. LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 158 at 158 condition specific massage therapy. Table 7, to 1. Differentiating conditions commonly confused with or contributing to carpal tunnel syndrome. Continued. Condition typical signs and symptoms testing massage therapy. Hypothyroid condition. Gout. Lupus. Limb disease. Rheumatoid arthritis. Diabetes, weakness, fatigue, intolerance to cold, constipation, unintentional weight gain, brittle hair and nails, dry skin, puffer skin, hoarse voice, red, hot, swollen joints, extreme pain, sudden onset, skin rash, ulcers in mouth, nose, or throat, painful joints, headaches, kidney and nervous system disorders, circular, bullseye rash, red, itchy skin, fever, fatigue, joint pain, irregular heartbeat, fatigue, loss of appetite, low-grade fever, bilateral non-specific muscle pain, rheumatic nodules, periods of flares and remission, frequent urination, frequent thirst, increased appetite, fatigue, nausea, physical examination, T3, T4, and serum thyroid stimulating hormone, laboratory tests, physical examination, X-ray, synovial fluid test, uric acid, blood and urine tests, physical examination, diagnosis is complex, assessment includes presence of symptoms, blood, kidney, urine tests, chest X-ray, ECG, Physical examination, assessment of symptoms and antibody tests, laboratory tests may be inconclusive in early stage of disease. Physical examination, blood tests, radiography, physical examination, fasting blood sugar test, massage is indicated when no other contraindicated condition, such as circulatory complication, is present. Massage is contraindicated during acute attacks. Gout may indicate other systemic conditions. Work with healthcare team. Massage is contraindicated during flare-ups. Work with healthcare team. Massage is indicated in non-acute stages. Work with healthcare team. Massage is indicated in non-acute stages. Work with healthcare team. Massage is indicated when tissues and circulation are not compromised. Pressure points. Because pressure points in the hand may induce labor, avoid these in pregnant women. Reproducing symptoms. Symptoms may occur during treatment if wire manually compress the nerve or if the client's posture causes structures to compress the nerve. If treatment reproduces symptoms, first adjust the client's posture to relieve compression. If this does not relieve the symptoms, reduce your pressure or move away from the area. You may be able to treat around the site that reproduced the symptoms, but work with caution. Hydrotherapy. Do not use heat in areas of edema or inflammation because heat dilates vessels and may increase the accumulation of fluid. Do not use moist heat on the neck or chest if the client has a cardiovascular condition that may be affected by dilation of blood vessels. Severe hypertension and atherosclerosis are two examples. Consult your pathology book for recommendations. Initiating inflammatory process. If treatment causes inflammation, end with cool hydrotherapy to inhibit the inflammatory process. LWBK 777 C07P 153-176.UXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 p.m. page 159 at Tara. Massage therapy research. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 159. In 2004, Field et al. Published a study titled, Carpal Tunnel Syndrome Symptoms Are Lessened Following Massage Therapy. The study involved 16 adults between the ages of 20 and 65 years, of middle socioeconomic status and varied ethnicity. Each participant had been previously diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome, worked extensively at a computer, and had unilateral symptoms at the time. The participants were divided randomly into a group that received massage therapy and a group that did not. Those in the massage group received a 15-minute massage to the affected arm once per week for 4 weeks. These participants were also taught self-massage and were instructed to perform it daily before bedtime. The control group received no massage but was taught self-massage after the study was completed. The study's results showed that the group receiving massage had significantly reduced symptoms, increased strength, increased nerve conductivity, and decreased anxiety and depression. The control group showed little change. The study's authors concluded that massage therapy has demonstrable benefits in the treatment of carpal tunnel syndrome. The study further notes that although carpal tunnel release surgery is successful in 75% of cases, complications including injury to the median nerve, scarring, loss of motion, and infection may occur, and symptoms recur in up to 19% of cases. In 2007, Burke et al. Published a study titled, A Pilot Study Comparing Two Manual Therapy Interventions for Carpal Tunnel Syndrome. This study compared the benefits of soft tissue manipulation conducted with a therapist's hands, STM group, to the benefits of manipulation conducted with patented tools used in the Graston technique, GISTM group. The study involved 22 patients with carpal tunnel syndrome randomly divided into the two groups. On average, each participant received treatment twice per week for 4 weeks, then once per week for 2 weeks. Participants in both groups were treated by the same clinician who was trained in both techniques. Evaluations were made within 1 week of the final treatment, 6 weeks after last treatment, and 3 months after treatment. Although the clinical findings were not significantly different between the STM and GISTM groups, the study showed evidence that manual therapy increased ROM and grip strength in wrists affected by carpal tunnel syndrome. The authors of the study reported that these findings suggest that manual therapy may increase myofascial mobility, increase blood flow, and reduce ischemia, in turn alleviating symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome. In 2008, Morasker et al. Published a study titled, Comparison of a Targeted and General Massage Protocol on Strength, Function, and Symptoms Associated with Carpal Tunnel Syndrome. A randomized pilot study. In this study, 27 subjects previously diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome were randomly assigned to receive 30 minutes of either targeted or general massage therapy twice weekly for 6 weeks. The general protocol was typical of general relaxation massage intended to reduce tension and increase circulation to the back, neck, and both arms. The targeted protocol focused on sites of entrapment of the median nerve, thereby reducing inflammation, adhesions, and hypertonicity along the full course of the brachial plexus and median nerve. Assessments were made at the beginning of the 8th and 12th treatments, and outcome assessments including strength and function were made 2 days after the 7th and 11th sessions. Both groups showed improvement in symptoms, but only the group receiving targeted treatment showed improvement in grip strength. The study's authors concluded that massage therapy may be effective in treating compression neuropathies including carpal tunnel syndrome. Working with the client. Client assessment. Assessment begins at your first contact with a client. In some cases, this may be on the telephone when an appointment is requested. Ask whether the client is seeking treatment if a specific LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 160 at Ara 160 condition specific massage therapy table 7 to 2 health history questions for the client importance for the treatment plan where do you feel symptoms. Location of symptoms gives clues to location of compression, trigger points, injuries, or other contributing factors. Describe the character of your symptoms. Differentiate possible origins of symptoms. Nerve compression often results in numbness and tingling along the distribution of that nerve. See Chapter 1 for a more detailed description of symptoms and possible origins. Do any movements make the symptoms worse? Locate tension, weakness, or compression in structures or better producing such movements. Have you seen a healthcare provider for this? If no, tests were performed by the healthcare provider making condition. What was the diagnosis? What tests are diagnosis? Use the tests described later in this chapter for were performed. Your assessment. If your assessment is inconsistent with the diagnosis, ask the client to discuss your findings with his or her healthcare provider, or ask for permission to contact his or her provider directly. Have you been diagnosed with a condition? Such systemic conditions may contribute to symptoms, may require as diabetes, hypo or hyperthyroid condition, adjustments to treatment, and may impact treatment rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis, or systemic outcomes. Lupus? Are you pregnant? Increased bladder fluid during pregnancy may contribute to symptoms that resolve after childbirth. Have you had an injury or surgery? Injury or surgery and resulting scar tissue may cause adhesions. Hyper or hypotonicity, trigger points, atypical ROM, and the signs and symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome. What type of work, hobbies, or other regular repetitive motions and static postures may contribute to the activities do you do? Client's condition. Are you taking any prescribed medication or medications of all types may contribute to symptoms or herbal or other supplements? Involve contraindications or cautions. Have you had a cortisone shot in the past? Local massage is contraindicated. 2 weeks. Where? Have you taken a pain reliever or muscle relaxant? The client may not be able to judge your pressure. Within the past 4 hours? Have you taken an anti-inflammatory medication? Deep friction may initiate an inflammatory process and should within the past 4 hours not be performed if the client has recently taken an anti-inflammatory medication. Symptoms so that you can review or research treatment options and contraindications to prepare yourself for the session. Table 7, to 2 lists questions to ask the client when taking a health history. Postural assessment allow the client to walk into the room ahead of you while you assess posture and gait. Look for imbalances or patterns of compensation. If you suspect carpal tunnel syndrome, have the client turn the doorknob to enter the room or pick up a pen or a cup of water without making him or her aware that you have begun your assessment. Do not hand the object to the client, but have the client pick it up himself or herself. If the client performs the task with the unaffected hand, especially if that hand is his or her non-dominant hand, this could indicate a compensation pattern due to weakness in the affected hand. A client whose symptoms originate from compression superior to the carpal tunnel is not as likely to lose motor function of the hand unless the LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 p.m. page 161 at Aura. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 161. Condition has existed for a long time without treatment. This client may, however, compensate because of pain. Because the symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome are often confused with symptoms from compressions occurring elsewhere in the body, it is important to assess the client in the posture most common in his or her activities of daily living or in the posture or activity that produces symptoms. For example, if your assessment of the street-ending client reveals exaggerated internal rotation at the shoulder, this could indicate compression of the brachial plexus at the pectoral area. If your assessment of the seated client reveals an exaggerated kyphotic curve with head forward and neck extended, it is possible that the nerve compression begins at the neck, specifically at the scalenes. If you suspect that a client's posture indicates contributing or compensating factors, treat these as much as time and the client's tolerance permit. Figure 7 to 4 compares the anatomical position to the posture affected by carpal tunnel syndrome. Range of motion assessment tests the range of motion of the elbow W, wrist, and fingers, assessing the length and strength of both agonists and antagonists that cross the joints tested. Because the client controls the amount of movement, keeping it within a pain-free range, only active EROM should be used in the acute stage of injury to prevent undue pain or injury. Box 7 to 1 presents the average active ROM results for the joints involved in carpal tunnel syndrome. Box 7 to 1 average active ROM for joints involved in carpal tunnel syndrome. Palmaris longus flexor digitorum superficialis flexor digitorum profundus extension 65 superscripto extensor carparadialis longus extensor carparadialis brevis extensor carpi ulnaris extensor digitorum adduction, ulnar deviation. 30 superscripto extensor carpi ulnaris flexor carpi ulnaris abduction, radial deviation. 20 superscripto extensor carpi radialis longus extensor carpi radialis brevis flexor carpi radialis fingers 2-5 flexion 8-5 90 superscripto flexor digitorum superficialis flexor digitorum profundus flexor digiti minimi brevis lumbricals sum interosse extension 30-45 superscripto extensor digitorum extensor indices. Elbow flexion 140,150 superscripto biceps brachii brachialis brachio radialis flexor carparadialis flexor carpi ulnaris palmaris longus pronatitaris extensor carparadialis longus extensor carparadialis brevis extension 0 superscripto 510 superscripto hyperextension triceps brachii anconeus radialnar forearm pronation 80-90 superscripto pronatitaris pronatiquadratus brachii or radialis supination 80-90 superscripto biceps brachii supinata brachii or radialis wrist flexion 80-90 superscripto flexor carpi radialis flexor carpi ulnaris lumbricals sum interosse abduction 20-30 superscripto dorsal interosse abductor digiti minimi adduction 0-5 superscripto palmar interosse extensor indices thumb flexion 55 superscripto flexor pollicis longus flexor pollicis brevis adductor pollicis extension 20 superscripto extensor pollicis longus extensor pollicis brevis abductor pollicis longus adduction 30 superscripto adductor pollicis abduction 60-70 superscripto abductor pollicis longus abductor pollicis brevis opposition, flexion and abduction, upon ends. Pollicis flexor pollicis brevis abductor pollicis brevis. LWBK 777 C07 P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 162 Aptara. 162 condition specific massage therapy. Extensor digitorum. Extensor carpi radialis longus extensor carpi radialis brevis pronatoris flexor digitorum superficialis flexor digitorum profundus flexor pollicis longus extensor digitorum extensor carpi radialis longus extensor carpi radialis brevis pronatoris flexor digitorum superficialis flexor digitorum profundus flexor pollicis longus shortened lengthened figure 7 to 4 posterior assessment comparison. Compare the anatomical posture of the right arm to the deviated posture of the left arm. Note how the shortened flexors may contribute to compression of the contents in the carpal tunnel. LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 163 Aptara. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 163. Active ROM. Compare your assessment of the client's active ROM with the ranges in bar X7 to 1. Carpal tunnel syndrome symptoms may not be reproduced with active ROM assessment because the client may limit his or her movement to the symptom-free range. Active flexion of the wrist. When muscle tension, adhesions, and trigger points contribute to carpal tunnel syndrome, an active concentric contraction of the wrist flexors may be reduced. The client will likely be resistant to full, active flexion of the wrist if this produces symptoms during activities of daily living. Active extension of the wrist may be restricted because tight flexors may not allow the full range of extension in the wrist. Active adduction of the wrist may be restricted if the abductors of the wrist are shortened and hypertonic. Passive ROM. Compare the client's passive ROM of the affected wrist with that of the unaffected wrist. Note and compare the end fill for each range in both wrists. Refer to Chapter 1 for an explanation of end fill. Passive flexion of wrist. The client may resist even passive flexion of the wrist if flexion causes pain in daily life. Numbness and tingling may occur with full passive flexion if the space in the carpal tunnel is already reduced by other factors. Pain may be felt at the medial epicondyle of the humerus, on the anterior and medial fourium, and at the wrist itself. A hard end feel may indicate a bony structure as a contributing factor. Passive extension of wrist. In passive extension, a painful stretch to tight wrist flexors may be felt along the anterior and medial aspect of the fourium and the wrist. Numbness and tingling may occur with full passive extension of the wrist. Pain with full passive extension of the wrist may also suggest tendinopathy of a wrist flexor, see Chapter 14. Passive extension of elbow. Pain on a full passive extension of the elbow W may indicate tendinopathy of the elbow or wrist flexors. Passive adduction of wrist may cause a painful stretch if the wrist abductors are shortened and hypertonic. Resisted ROM. Use resisted test to assess the strength of the muscles that cross the joints involved. Compare the strength of the affected side with that of the unaffected side. Resisted flexion of the wrist may produce symptoms as tendons passing through the carpal tunnel shorten and widen, further decreasing space in the tunnel. Resisted extension of the wrist may reveal weakness. This may result from accumulating tension in the flexors, which may lengthen and weaken the extensors, reducing their capacity to oppose flexion. Resisted adduction of the wrist may reveal weakness if the wrist abductors are shortened and hypertonic. Resisted abduction of the thumb may also reveal weakness, suggesting that the abductor pollicis brevis is affected. Special tests for lens maneuver may reveal median nerve compression in the carpal tunnel. To ensure that the symptoms originate from the carpal tunnel rather than another area along the median distribution, while performing this test the client must not pronate the forearm, internally rotate the shoulder, or put the neck in flexion, lateral flexion, extension, or rotation. 1. Apply full passive flexion to the affected wrist to test for compression of the median nerve at the carpal tunnel, figure 7 to 5. 2. If symptoms occur within 60 seconds of holding this position, the test is considered positive for median nerve compression with flexion of the wrist. LWBK 777 C07P 153-176.QXT 18 November 2010 9:19 PM page 106-4 at Aura. 164 condition specific massage therapy. Figure 7. To 5 Phalanx test. Apply full passive flexion to the affected wrist without pronation of the forearm to test for compression of the median nerve at the carpal tunnel. Figure 7. To 6 resisted pronation of the forearm. Active resisted pronation of the forearm can be used to assess the involvement of pronatateres. Pronatateres test may reveal compression of the median nerve by pronatateres. Note that unlike carpal tunnel syndrome, pronatateres syndrome does not typically involve symptoms that wake the client from sleep. Symptoms are most noted with repetitive or resisted flexion and extension or pronation and supination of the elbow. 1. Begin with the client's elbow passively flexed. Support the elbow with one hand if the client is unable to keep the flexed elbow relaxed. Instruct the client to pronate the forearm against your resistance, then passively extend the elbow to lengthen the contracting pronatateres. Figure 7 to 6. Apply resistance at the distal forearm instead of the hand to avoid flexion and undue pressure at the wrist and to distinguish between symptoms that originate at pronatateres from those that originate in the carpal tunnel. 2. The test is considered positive for compression of the median nerve and the pronatateres if symptoms are reproduced within 60 seconds. An L sign can be used to test nerve conduction anywhere in the body. When testing F for carpal tunnel syndrome, ensure that there is no active contraction producing flexion in the wrist, pronation of the F or EM, flexion, or internal rotation of the shoulder, or lateral flexion, extension, or rotation of the neck to ensure that and why reproduced symptoms are originating from the carpal tunnel. 1. Tap on the median nerve in the carpal tunnel or just distal to the crease of the wrist, figure 7 to 7. 2. The test is considered positive for carpal tunnel syndrome if the client feels tingling along the median nerve distribution. Figure 7 to 7 to L sign at the carpal tunnel. Tap on the carpal tunnel or just distal to the crease of the wrist. LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT 18 November 2010 9:19 PM page 106-5 at Aura. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 165. Palpation assessment. Assess the fascia along the full forearm, wrist, and hand. Skin rolling is a useful tool for assessing superficial fascial restrictions. Areas of restriction may be found nearest the attachment sites of the forearm flexors. The restrictions are possible anywhere in the forearm. At the forearm, you may find that the flexors are shortened and hypertonic and the extensors weak and taut. When the extensors are weak, they cannot oppose flexion of the wrist efficiently, allowing exaggerated flexion to continue or worsen. Check the temperature, color, and texture of the superficial tissues. Compression of the nerve or the vessels may cause cool or warm skin, pale skin, porky texture, and even reduced hair growth. Condition-specific massage. Because the causes of pain, numbness, and tingling in the wrist and hand vary so widely, it may be difficult to pinpoint a single cause. Moreover, more than one condition may be present at the same time. A client who works at a desk for long periods is likely to sit with the head forward and neck in extension, affecting the scalenes, the shoulder internally rotated, affecting the pectorals, the forearm pronated, affecting the pronatateres, and the wrist and fingers. Inflection or extension or moving constantly between these, affecting the contents of the carpal tunnel. Likewise, patterns of compensation for any of these conditions can contribute to symptoms of the others. It is essential for treatment to be relaxing. While are not likely to eliminate the symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome, or any of the conditions associated with it, in one treatment. Do not try to do so by treating aggressively. Be sure to ask your client to let you know whether your pressure keeps him or her from relaxing. If the client responds by tensing muscles or has a facial expression that looks stressed, reduce wire pressure. Remember that you are working on tissue that is compromised. It is also important for the client to let you know whether any part of your treatment reproduces symptoms. Adjust the client to a more neutral position, reduce wire pressure, or move less lightly off the area if this occurs, and make a note about it as it may help you understand more clearly exactly which neuromuscular conditions are contributing to symptoms. Instruct your client to use deep but calming breathing to help him or her relax. If palpation of a trigger point refers pain elsewhere, explain this to your client and ask him or her to breathe deeply during the technique. As the trigger point is deactivated, the referred pain will also diminish. Common trigger points and their reference aural patterns are shown WN in figure 7 to 8. The following suggestions are for treatment of symptoms including pain, tingling, or numbness due to compression of the median nerve at the carpal tunnel in the chronic street age. If the client is an acute injury, follow the price, protect, rest, ice, compression, elevation, protocol. In this case, you may work conservatively proximal to the site but will have air to avoid the injured area until the subacute or chronic stage. Begin in the supine position and initiate treatment on the affected side. If the affected side is too painful to approach, beginning with the unaffected side may help the affected side to relax. If both arms are affected, begin with the dominant side. If inflammation is present, bolster the arm so that gravity encourages venous return and the draining of fluid toward the proximal lymph nodes. Treatment icons: increase circulation, reduce adhesions, reduce tension, lengthen tissue, treat trigger points, passive stretch, clear area. LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 166 at Aura. 166 Condition Specific Massage Therapy. Trigger point. Referral pattern. Coracobratulis. Brachialis. Flexor carpi radialis. Flexor polishes longus. Infraspinatus. Opponens polishes. Palmaris longus. Pectoralis minor. Pronator teres. Scalene. Subclavius. Subscapularis. Figure 7 to 8 Common trigger points and referral. Common trigger points with referrals associated with carpal tunnel syndrome. LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 167 at Aura. Figure 7 to 9 Flexor digitorum superficialis and profundus, flexor polishes longus. The tendons of flexor digitorum superficialis and profundus, and flexor polishes longus pass through the carpal tunnel of the wrist. Adapted from Clay J.H., Pounds D.M. Basic Clinical Massage Therapy. Integrating Anatomy and Treatment, 2nd edition. Philadelphia. Lippincott, Williams and Wilkins, 2008. Flexor digitorum superficialis. Flexor polishes longus. Flexor digitorum superficialis. Origin. Insertion. Action. Nerve. Common flexor tendon at medial epicondyle, coronoid process of ulna and shaft of radius. Middle phalanges of digits 2 to 5. Flex digits 2 to 5. Flex wrist. Median. Flexor digitorum profundus. Origin. Insertion. Action. Nerve anterior, medial surface of proximal ulna. Distal phalanges of digits 2 to 5. Flex digits 2 to 5, flex wrist. Ulnar and median. Flexor polishes longus. Origin. Anterior surface of radius. Distal phalange of thumb. Flex thumb. Insertion. Action. Nerve. Median. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 167. Medial epicondyle. Flexor digitorum profundus. If you suspect a double crush that involves compression of the brachial plexus at the neck or the pectoral area, reference to Chapter 6 for suggestions for treating thoracic outlet syndrome. Assess the arm for adhesions and hypertonicity. The muscles of the arm may be compensating because of pain or weakness in the forearm and hand. If you find nothing remarkable, be conservative in your treatment of the upper arm to spare time. You can come back to this in a subsequent treatment once you have attended to the major contributing factors. Assess the wrist flexors for adhesions. Begin with the most superficial muscles and progress to the deepest. Reduce any adhesions found. Assess and treat the wrist flexors for hypertonicity. Beginning again with the most superficial tissues and progressing to the deepest, release tension in the wrist flexors. LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 168 Aptara. 168 Condition Specific Massage Therapy. Radius. Pronator teres. Origin. Insertion. Action. Nerve. Coronoid process of ulna. Pronator teres. Medial epicondyle. Attachment of other flexors of the humerus. Medial epicondyle of humerus, common flexor tendon, coronoid process of ulna. Middle, lateral surface of radius. Pronate forearm, flex elbow. Median. Figure 7, to 10 pronator teres. The median nerve can become compressed as it passes under pronator teres. Adapted from Clay J.H., Pounds D.M. Basic Clinical Massage Therapy. Integrating Anatomy and Treatment, 2nd edition. Philadelphia. Lippincott, Williams and Wilkins, 2008. Lengthen the individual muscles whose tendons pass through the carpal tunnel. These muscles include the flexor digitorum superficialis, flexor digitorum profundus, and flexor pollicis longus, figure 7 to 9. You may also find the other flexors flexed and shortened. Treat these if indicated. Follow the length of these fibers from origin to insertion to comprehensively assess and lengthen them. Assess the pronator teres for hypertonicity and trigger points because it is a common area for median nerve compression, figure 7 to 10. Treat trigger points found in the wrist flexors and apply a passive stretch. Assess the flexor retinaculum for adhesions and release them if found, figure 7 to 11. Be sure to work within the client's pain tolerance and to lighten wire pressure or discontinue this technique if it reproduces symptoms. It may be necessary to wait until a subsequent treatment to use this technique. As the client's symptoms are reduced with each treatment, the pressure at the carpal tunnel may diminish, allowing for more aggressive treatments such as friction. Find the attachments of the flexor retinaculum at the pisiform, hamate, scaphoid, and trapezium. Apply lengthening strokes in the direction of the fibers of the retinaculum. Follow this with a gentle stretch to the retinaculum by pinning the tissue at its attachments and gently pulling them away from each other, figure 7 to 12. To avoid repeated injury, be careful not to overstretch a ligament, especially if the client has a history of trauma. If the client has not lost tone or strength in the hand, knead the muscles and tendons in the palm, particularly the thenar muscles. Be careful not to reproduce symptoms when working in the palm. If the tissues of the hand are compromised, you may need to postpone treatment here until innervation and tone are restored. Gentle tapotement may help to build tone in these muscles. If performing tapotement, avoid the carpal tunnel if this action reproduces symptoms. Apply a full passive stretch to the wrist flexors. Extend the elbow and wrist fully and include the fingers and thumb in the stretch to ensure that the whole muscles are lengthened. Perform postisometric relaxation if necessary to encourage greater lengthening of the shortened wrist flexors. LWBK 777C07P153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 169 Aptara. Figure 7 to 11 flexor retinaculum. Adapted from Clay J.H., Pounds D.M. Basic Clinical Massage Therapy. Integrating Anatomy and Treatment, 2nd edition. Philadelphia. Lippincott, Williams and Wilkins, 2008. Hook of Hamate. Pisiform. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 169. Flexor retinaculum. Attachments pisiform, hook of hamate. Scaphoid tubercle, trapezium, Figure 7, to 12 retina column stretch. Perform a passive stretch of the flexor retina column. Flexor retina column. Trapezium. Scaphoid tubercle. LWBK 777C07P153-176WXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 p.m. page 170 aptara. 170 condition-specific massage therapy. Assess the wrist extensors for adhesions and trigger points and treat as necessary. Clear the whole arm with gentle stroke S to move fluid toward proximal lymph nodes and encourage venous return. If inflammation occurred in the area during treatment, bolster the arm and cover the forearm and hand with a cool, wet towel. If time remains, consider treating the unaffected arm, neck, chest, or posterior thorax for patterns of compensation that may contribute to pain in these locations. If you do not have time for this in the first session, why or may in subsequent sessions when the primary why contributing factors require less treatment. The treatment overview diagram summarizes the flow of the treatment, figure 7 to 13. General, proximal, chest, neck, arm, forearm, peripheral, distal, wrist, central, hand structures, peripheral, proximal. Treatment goal. Specific general. Superficial deep superficial. Flexor carpi radialis palmaris longus pronator teres. Flexor retina column. Abductor pollicis brevis lumbricals of the hand. Flexor digitorum superficialis flexor digitorum profundus flexor pollicis longus pronator quadratus. Flexor pollicis brevis opponens pollicis forearm extensus hand. Forearm. Arm. Neck. Chest. Figure 7 to 13 carpal tunnel treatment overview diagram. Follow the general principles from left to right, or top to bottom when addressing carpal tunnel syndrome. Primary goals for treatment, carpal tunnel syndrome. LWBK 777C07P153-176WXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 p.m. page 171 aptara. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 171. Client self-care. The following are intended as general recommendations for stretching and strengthening muscles involved in the client's condition. The objective is to create distance between the attachment sites of muscles that have shortened and to perform repetitions of movements that decrease the distance between the attachments of muscles that have weakened. If you have had no training in remedial exercise, or do not feel that you have a functional understanding of stretching and strengthening, reference to the client to a professional with training in this area. Clients often neglect self-care because their daily lives are busy. Encourage them to follow these guidelines. When possible, perform self-care activities during the workday, while taking a phone call, or during other activities of daily living instead of setting aside extra time. Encourage the client to take regular breaks from repetitive actions. Demonstrate gentle self-massage to keep hypertonicity at bay between treatments. Instruct the client on proper posture to keep pressure off the weakened joints. Instruct clients with symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome to sleep in positions without flexing the wrist, and to adjust their workstation to minimize flexion or extension of the wrist while typing. Demonstrate all strengthening exercises and stretches to your client and have them perform these for you before leaving to ensure that they are performing them properly and will not harm themselves when practicing on their own. Stretching. Instruct the client to stretch his or her forearm flexors, figure 7. 14. Be sure that the elbow W is extended, and include the fingers and thumb when performing the stretch. Each stretch should be held at least 15-30 seconds. Extend the wrist only to the point of a comfortable stretch. The stretch should be pain-free with the affected arm fully relaxed. Editor: the client should perform stretches frequently throughout the day within his or her tolerance. Figure 7 to 14 for arm flexor stretch. With the elbow extended, extend the wrists and fingers against a surface to stretch the forearm flexors. Figure 7 to 15 forearm extensor strengthening. With the elbow extended and wrist slightly flexed, extend the wrist against resistance to strengthen wrist extensors. LWBK 777 C07P 153-176 WXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 p.m. page 172 at Aura. 172 condition-specific massage therapy. If pronatitaries is involved, instruct the client to fully supinate the F or IM with the elbow extended to stratish pronatitaries. F or stretches to other areas along the median nerve. See Chapter 6 on the thoracic outlet syndrome. Strengthening because forearm flexion is opposed by the F or IM extensors, it is important to assess the extensors for length and strength. If the forearm extensors are weak and unable to fully oppose flexion of the wrist, the flex or celic LE to return to the short end, hypertonic state following treatment. Encourage the client to strengthen the forearm extensors within his or her tolerance by extending the affected wrist while gently resisting the movement with the opposite hand or a street-able surface, figure 7 to 15. Immobility is often the muscle's enemy. Although splinting is often recommended when a client develops symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome, if the cause is muscular, immobility may promote the development of adhesions and thickening of the fascia. In addition, splinting the wrist may increase compensatory actions at the elbow W and shoulder, putting these areas at greater risk for injury. With consent from his or her healthcare provider, encourage the client to remove the splint occasionally and gently move the wrist through its full range of motion. The client should note E-force this movement because F-force FL movement of the wrist may increase symptoms. Gently drawing the all papti in the air with the wrist and hand is a helpful exercise, but the client should stop when he or she feels fatigue, pain, or reproduced symptoms. Suggestions for further treatment. Ideally, clients with carpal tunnel syndrome will have their treatments twice per week for the first week or two, or until symptoms are absent for at least 4 days. This can be followed by weekly treatments until the symptoms are absent for at least 7 days and range of motion and strength have improved. As treatment continues, the period of symptom-free days should increase until the symptoms become occasional or are relieved completely. After this, the client can schedule appointments as necessary. If the cause of symptoms is neuromuscular, some improvements should occur with each session. If the client is not improving, consider the following possibilities. There is too much time between treatments. It is always best to give the newly treated tissues 24-48 hours to adapt, but if too much time passes between treatments in the beginning, the client's activities of daily living may reverse any progress. The client does not have carpal tunnel syndrome and you may be focusing treatment on the wrong area. Remember that the symptoms may arise from several different points along the neck, shoulder, and arm. The client is not adjusting his or her activities of daily living or is not keeping up with self-care. As much as WE want to fix the problem, WE cannot force a client to make the adjustments we suggest. The syndrome is advanced or involves other complications beyond your basic training. Refer this client to a massage therapist with advanced clinical massage training. Continuing to treat a client whose case is beyond your training could turn the client away from massage therapy entirely and hinder his or her healing. There is an undiagnosed, underlying condition. Discontinue treatment until the client sees a healthcare provider for a medical assessment. If you are not treating the client in a clinical setting or private practice, why or how may not be the therapist who takes this client through his or her full program of healing. Still, if why or can bring some relief, the client may be encouraged to discuss this change with his or her healthcare provider and to seek manual therapy rather than more aggressive treatment options. If the client returns for regular treatments, the symptoms are likely to change each time, so it is important to perform an assessment before each session. LWBK 777C07P 153-176 WXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 p.m. page 173 at Aura. Professional growth. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 173. Case study. Caroline is a 34-year-old single mother of 1 3-year-old child. She is an assistant to the president of a busy real estate firm, working at a computer an average of 40 hours per week. Caroline is very careful to prepare healthy, home-cooked meals for her family every day. She exercises 3 or 4 times per week, including 30 minutes of aerobic exercise and 20 minutes of strength training with light weights. She began feeling tingling in her thumb and index finger about 3 weeks ago. Subjective client complained of pain across her shoulder and has had tingling in her thumb and index finger for 3 weeks. She reports that the symptoms are most aggravating at work in the late afternoon and when she cooks. Recently she has been awakened from sleep by the sensation. She also noted that her coffee cup feels heavier in her hand than she had ever noticed before. In her most recent visit to her pediatrician, no systemic conditions were diagnosed, though she was diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome and prescribed muscle relaxants and a brace for the wrist. Her physician suggested that if the symptoms do not dissipate, surgery is an option. Caroline requested deep tissue massage to relieve tension in her neck and asked whether massage could help relieve the tingling in her fingers. Objective client wears a brace on her right wrist. She lifted the pen with her left hand and positioned it in her right before filling out her intake form. Shoulders are medially rotated, more notably on the right side. R-assisted internal rotation of the shoulder produced no symptoms. There is slight left rotation and right lateral flexion of the neck. Resisted left rotation of neck produced symptoms after 27 seconds. Head is slightly forward. Pronator Terry's strength test was normal and reproduced no symptoms. Fallon's test is positive for carpal tunnel syndrome. Resisted extension of the right wrist showed weakness. Following the strength test, the client was resistant to other arm testing of the wrist. Bilateral pectoralis major and minor are hypertonic and tender to touch. Scalenes are hypertonic, especially right. Trigger point in right anterior scalene referred across shoulder. There is minimal swelling at the hand and wrist. Objective observation suggests double crush at scalenes and carpal tunnel. Action right arm bolstered to increase venous return. Warm hydrotherapy applied to neck and shoulders. General warming of tissues from the neck to fingers bilaterally, followed by clearing strokes toward the axillary lymph nodes. Myofascial release across glenohumeral L joints bilaterally. Petrissage to bilateral pectorals, followed by muscle stripping. No trigger points found. Full, passive bilateral pectoral stretch followed by clearing strokes toward axillary lymph nodes. Superficial effleurage to neck bilaterally, especially sternocleidomastoid, followed by deeper effleurage to soften hypertonic neck extensors and scalenes. Slow muscle stripping followed by compression to trigger point 3/4 inch superior to the costal attachment of right anterior scalene. Client reported reduction in pain from level 8 to 6. Full stretch to neck extensors and lateral flexors. Posteosometric relaxation to right scalenes. No symptoms reproduced. Deep effleurage and petrissage followed by clearing strokes to right arm. Nothing remarkable. Myofascial release to right forearm, especially at the medial epicondyle, around the wrist and in the palm. Applied muscle stripping to right forearm flexors. Trigger point found in air flexor digitorum profundus. 2 rounds of compression for 20 seconds alternating with muscle stripping reduced pain from level 8 to 5. Cross fiber strokes to flexor retinaculum. Kneading to retinaculum attachments followed by gentle stripping plus pin and stretch along the length of retinaculum. Deep petrissage to lumbricals and interossei muscles of the hand followed by a full, passive stretch of the wrist, including fingers and thumb. Posteosometric. LWBK 777 C07P 153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 174 at Aura. 174 condition specific massage therapy. Relaxation to right wrist flexors. Rheum in wrist extension increased slightly. Full, passive stretch with traction to right arm. No symptoms reproduced. Clearing strokes toward axillary lymph nodes. Remainder of time focused on unaffected arm and posterior torso, ending with relaxing massage to the head and face. Plan demonstrated for arm flexor stretches to client, with care to include the fingers and thumb. recommended that client discuss with physician the possibility of wearing brace only when performing tasks that aggravate symptoms and at night to avoid prolonged flexion. Also suggested spending a minimum of 1 minute per hour moving the brace-free wrist in its full arm by gently drawing the alphabet in the air with an her tolerance. Scheduled 1 hour appointment 3 days from today, to be followed by reassessment. Depending on improvement, reschedule 2 times per week until client experiences 4 consecutive days without symptoms, and once per week following until client experiences longer periods symptom-free. Extensor strengthening exercises may be suggested following next appointment depending on improvement. Recommended drinking water following treatments to flush metabolites and keep the muscles hydrated. Critical thinking exercises. 1. Activities of daily living, work-related postures, and repetitive motions may increase the risk of carpal tunnel syndrome. Choose a few such postures or activities and consider how they might also contribute to double crush or compression elsewhere that produces similar symptoms. For example, aside from the action at the wrist, what other postures or activities might contribute to numbness and tingling in the hand of a hairstylist? 2. Given evidence that non-invasive manual therapy is indicated for the treatment of carpal tunnel syndrome, discuss its benefits compared with more commonly prescribed treatments including surgery, medication, and immobilization. Are there side effects to medical treatments that can be avoided by treating with massage? What are some limitations of massage therapy in the treatment of carpal tunnel syndrome? 3. Discuss the possible course of treatment of a client who is diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome, had surgery to relieve compression of the median nerve, but has had a recurrence of symptoms. What may be some of the reasons that symptoms persist? How will you treat this client? 4. A client calls you the day after treatment and reports that her symptoms have increased. What are some possible reasons for the increase in symptoms? How might you proceed differently in the next treatment? 5. Conduct a short literature review to explain why the following conditions may put a client at greater risk for carpal tunnel syndrome. Poor nutrition, vitamin B deficiency, obesity, hypothyroid, diabetes, gout, hormonal changes, alcoholism. Bibliography and suggested readings: Beale 8 Trail Guide to the Body, How to Locate Muscles, Bones and More, 3rd Editor Boulder, CO. Books of Discovery, 2005. LWBK 777 C07P 153-176. WXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 p.m. page 175 Aptara. Chapter 7 Carpal Tunnel Syndrome 175. Butchers N.D., Becker J., Ehlers J., et al. What symptoms are truly caused by median nerve compression in carpal tunnel syndrome? Clinical Neurophysiology. 2005 216-275-283. Burke J., Butchberger D.J., Carey Log Humanity, et al. A pilot study comparing 2 manual therapy interventions for carpal tunnel syndrome. Journal of Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics. 2007-30-5061. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Limb Disease Diagnosis. Available at www.cdc.gov, NCDOD.DVBID, LIM, LD Human Disease Diagnosis.htm. Accessed Spring 2008. Clay J. H., Pounds D. M. Basic Clinical Massage Therapy. Integrating Anatomy and Treatment. Baltimore. Lippincott, Williams and Wilkins, 2003. Et M. and K-N, Zhao Zi, et al. Flexor tendon and synovial gliding during simultaneous and single-digit flexion in idiopathic carpal tunnel syndrome. Journal of Biomechanics. 2008-41-292-298. Field T, Diego M., Colin C., et al. Carpal tunnel syndrome symptoms are lessened following massage therapy. Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapies. 2004-8-914. Mayo Foundation for Medical Education and Research. Lupus. Available at www.mayoclinic.com. Health. Lupus. DS00115. Section 6. Accessed Spring 2008. Meek M.F. Dylan Al. Modification of Phalanx Wrist Flexion Test. Journal of Neuroscience Methods. 2008 170:170:156-157. Mel A.G. Childress B.L. Hughes R.E. The effect of wearing a wrist splint on shoulder kinematics during object manipulation. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. 2005 86:166-1664. Moraz K.A. Chandler C. Edmiston Skoutzel A. et al. Comparison of a targeted and general massage protocol on strength, function, and symptoms associated with carpal tunnel syndrome. A randomized pilot study. Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. 2008 14:259-267. Muscolin O.J.E. The Muscular System Manual. The Skeletal Muscles of the Human Body, 2nd Editor St. Louis, Ma. Elsevier Incorporated, 2005. National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, NINS. Carpal Tunnel Syndrome Fact Sheet. Available at www.nins.ni.gov/disorders/carpal-tunnel. Detail carpaltunnel.htm. Accessed Fall 2006. NIDIS Information Services, Incorporated Carpal Tunnel Syndrome FAQ. Available at www.tivac.com. Articles, Carpal Tunnel Syndrome Set 98-well-connected.html. Accessed Fall 2006. OSRA E-Form and Function. The Anatomy of Motion. Chicago. Evan Ossar, 2001. Rattray F. Ludwig L. Clinical Massage Therapy. Understanding, Assessing and Treating Over 70 Conditions. Toronto. Talus Incorporated, 2000. Stiahua R. Cervical Herniated Disc Symptoms and Treatment Options. Available at www.spinehealth.com. Conditions, Herniated Disc, Cervical Herniated Disc, Cervical Herniated Disc Symptoms and Treatment Options.html. Accessed Spring 2008. Travel J.G., Simons D.G., Simons L.S. Myofascial Pain and Dysfunction. The Trigger Point Manual, 2nd Editor. Baltimore. Lippincott Williams and Wilkins, 1999. Turchaninov R. Medical Massage, 2nd Editor Phoenix. Aesculapius Books, 2006. U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health. Gout. Available at http://www.nlm.ni.gov/medlineplus/nc/article/00024.html/symptoms. Accessed Winter 2009. U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health. Herniated Nucleus Pulposus, Slip Disc. Available at www.nlm.ni.gov/medlineplus/nc/article/000442.htm. Accessed Spring 2008. U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health. Hypothyroidism. Available at www.nlm.ni.gov/medlineplus/nc/article/000353.htm. Accessed Spring 2008. Werner R. Massage Therapist's Guide to Pathology, 4th Editor Baltimore. Lippincott Williams and Wilkins, 2005. LWBK 777 C07P 153-176.QXT the 18th of November 2010 9:19 PM page 176 at Tara.